Now it's time to find out about a revolutionary new way to diagnose our winter bugs in 2 hours rather than 2 weeks. This is going to lead to numerous benefits in treating flu and other respiratory viruses, so we sent Mira to Adam Brooks Hospital to find out more.
Know how that feels? I'm sure you do. Each year, we're all hit with either the flu or, if we're lucky, just a cold. But it always seems to take ages to recover and even longer to get a clear diagnosis from the doctor about which bug is causing us to feel so unwell. Part of the problem is that there are hundreds of different viral infections and they all have slightly different characteristics, which means they're difficult to identify on their own. To do it, scientists either have to grow the offending virus in the laboratory or study the antibodies being made in a patient's blood to find out what viruses they're fighting off. In both cases, the process is really slow and patients have usually recovered or deteriorated significantly by the time a diagnosis is made. Of course, these delays make it difficult for doctors to know how best to treat severely ill patients and to tell who should be isolated to prevent cross-infections in hospitals or out in the community. But now, a new technique developed by researchers at Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge can identify some of the most common respiratory infections in less than 2 hours, potentially solving many of these problems. It works by copying the nucleic acids, or in other words, the DNA, or a related chemical called RNA, contained within 8 of the most common virus infections that strike in the wintertime, including the flu virus. Now, to detect which viruses are present in a patient's sample, the researchers also add coloured probes, which glow when they detect DNA from a specific virus. So as the viral genetic material is copied, it glows more and more brightly. And by using different coloured probes to recognise different viruses, all the team have to do is read off the colour of the solution to see which virus is there. And if more than one virus is present, it can tell that too. Martin Curran is one of the scientists behind the work.
It uses fluorescent oligonucleotide probes that are mirror images of what you're amplifying, a little short little stretch. And each of these have different labels. You can have different labels on them. So you can have a red, green, blue or orange. And so what happens is you can put these in to different viral targets, and if you are amplifying specifically the virus of interest, that will actually bind, and you'll get a certain fluorescent reading from that. And we can use different probes with different colours on them and in effect do 4 or 5 different reactions in a single tube. And we call that multiplexing, to screen for the 13 or 14 different viruses that can cause respiratory infections.
What kind of samples are you getting from your patients in order to look for these viruses on them then?
Well, we get a whole range of viruses. Sometimes we get nasal pharyngeal aspirates, which are sucked up from the back of the throat. We'd get nose swabs or throat swabs. And certainly we'd get some BALs, bronchial alveoli lavage, that is deep washes from deep down in the lung.
How do you get from these samples to actually putting them into the machine ready for analysis?
We get the samples and we just strip off all the protein and all the virus and just purify the nucleic acid, whether that's RNA or DNA. And then that sample will go into the real-time PCR.
And what have the benefits been so far?
Previously, the sensitivity was poorer. You might only find 30%, 1 in 3 of your samples positive. Whereas with this new technology, it's far more sensitive. And our positivity rate now from the samples that have come in is sitting at about 75%.
So we know how it's possible to get such a speedy and more accurate diagnosis. But has this made a difference in practice? I asked Tim Reggett, a consultant virologist, if there have been any benefits.
Well, they've been quite substantial. First of all, it means that we can diagnose infections quicker. With the previous techniques we had, which was largely virus culture, it could take a week to get a result. And if you're saying that patients need to be treated, for example, for influenza, within 48 hours, if you just did culture, that would completely rule out them being treated accurately.
But I guess also a reduction in the amount of time will also reduce the actual spread of it.
Absolutely, and that's very important. If you have, for example, a patient in an intensive care unit, you need to make sure that if a patient does have influenza, you pick it up quickly, you can then make sure staff are vaccinated and that patients nearby are given prophylaxis. Equally, if we can identify a case quickly, then we can review their treatment. So if they're on antibiotics and there's no proven bacterial infection, we can maybe take them off antibiotics and make sure they're on the proper antiviral And we have had cases here where that's happened. Patients have got better quite quickly.
And I guess there's also the large benefit in taking people off antibiotics if they don't need them, because they can develop resistance and things like that, can't they?
Absolutely. And not only resistance, but also they can develop side effects. If you give certain antibiotics to people, particularly if they're older, then they are likely to develop very profuse watery diarrhoea. The fewer people we have on antibiotics, the better.
So ever since this technique has been in use, say, here in Addenbrookes, have there been any interesting findings?
There have. First of all, the increased sensitivity means that we've detected far more infections in patients with symptoms. So now, as we're looking with the more sensitive techniques, we're beginning to understand that patients aren't necessarily infected with one virus, they may be infected with two or three. And it's fair to say we're currently working through those to try and understand better which viruses are causing symptoms.
So the reason why some colds are worse than others could be because we're being hit by more than one bug at once. This real-time PCR technique can now rapidly identify some of the most common problem viruses, allowing doctors to prescribe the right medication much more quickly and also to isolate patients more promptly, preventing spread of infections. So gone are the days of just being sent away by the doctor with the line, "It's a virus," because in future you'll know which one and whether you really do have a good reason to take a day off work.
That was Mira talking to Martin Curran and Tim Reggett from Addenbrookes Hospital about a new analysis technique enabling doctors to treat and contain viruses better than ever before.
Thank you, Dave. This is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. We're talking about viral infections, colds and flus this week. If you have any questions for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. We've heard from Mark in Bletchley. He's coming up in a second.
Stripping down science.
OK, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.